Good morning. It's Saturday, September 20th, and this is Mamoon Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a top federal prosecutor has stepped down after public pressure from President Trump. Eric Siebert, acting U.S. Attorney for Virginia's Eastern District, resigned Friday after the president told reporters, "I want him out." Siebert had overseen a probe into mortgage fraud allegations against New York Attorney General Letitia James, but reportedly doubted the case's strength. The Associated Press says he was told to resign or be fired. Trump linked his decision to Virginia's Democratic senator's support for Siebert's nomination. The resignation adds to growing tensions over political influence at the Justice Department as it continues sensitive investigations tied to the White House. Another news, the nation's vaccine policy has shifted dramatically. A new advisory panel to the CDC voted Friday to stop recommending the COVID-19 vaccine for all adults, ending years of routine guidance for the jab. The panel, appointed after Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., dismissed its predecessors, also scaled back recommendations for children, and delayed a vote on the hepatitis B vaccine. Doctors and medical groups warn the change could increase public confusion and reduce immunization rates, especially for older and high-risk Americans. The CDC is expected to issue revised public health guidance in the coming weeks amid mounting debate over vaccine policy. Around the world, tensions rose over the Baltic Friday as Estonia requested emergency NATO consultations after three Russian MiG-31 fighter jets violated its airspace. Officials say the jets entered for 12 minutes over the Gulf of Finland with transponders off and no flight plans, prompting a scramble of Italian and Finnish fighters under NATO's Baltic air policing mission. Russia denies any violation, calling it a scheduled flight. It's the fifth such incident this year and comes just weeks after similar drone breaches in Poland and Romania. Estonia's prime minister says NATO must respond united and strong to deter further provocations. Another news, Caracas is warning of an undeclared war in the Caribbean. Venezuela's defense minister on Friday accused U.S. forces of executing suspects at sea after Washington deployed warships, F-35 jets, and a submarine to the region and destroyed alleged drug boats. President Nicolas Maduro announced weapons training for civilian militias and launched military exercises on the island of La Orchila. U.S. officials say the naval buildup targets drug trafficking, but critics in Venezuela fear it's a prelude to regime change. The standoff raises the risk of a direct confrontation as both nations trade threats over territorial waters. Now, you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.